Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focused on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler. My guest today is Grace Bluegreen, and she's here to talk about two issues, the Bethlehem Eco Defense and also the rally that will take place the day before the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. So, Grace, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm Grace Nichols. I live out there in the town of Bethlehem. And, you know, I've been an activist a long time. But in this case, my town has been invaded by fossil fuel projects. So they came to me this time. And let me tell you about town of Bethlehem. And we're really beautiful. There's a lot of wildlife biology, of all things, that's done out there. And a lot of protected species, a lot of beautiful land, rivers. The Helderberg Ledge is there. It's a real special place. And unfortunately, the Pilgrim Pipeline is slated to go right through Bethlehem. And that's a gigantic project. It goes all the way through New Jersey, the refineries in New Jersey, up to the Port of Albany, cross of the Hudson twice underneath the Hudson. It's an insane project. And it is just so fast moving and so much oil that even a little pinprick in that thing would meaningfully damage the Hudson and Ramapo Valley, for that matter. So we're looking at Pilgrim, okay? And Pilgrim's big, yeah. You know, there's 62 towns have already passed resolutions against this project. But, and you know, it's targeting Bethlehem also. So that's one thing. And then we've got our own pipeline that's only targeting Bethlehem, and that is the Kinder Morgan Tennessee Valley, what they call the Connecticut Expansion Loop. So it's weird. There's this loop in Massachusetts. There's one in Connecticut, and there's one in Bethlehem, New York, and they all carry fracked gas. And in Bethlehem, the point of the thing is that it is a bypass on the existing fracked gas pipeline in order to allow them to have a pig receiver. Now, I have known what a pig receiver is for about 3 weeks now, but it's horrific. I talked to the DEC, retired DEC people who used to do water permits. A pig receiver has a little bitty drone in it that runs down the pipe, tells everybody if there's leaks and cracks in the pipe, right? And then it scrapes out the pipe and gets the most concentrated possible distillate of methane plus the fracking fluids plus the radon from the rock plus the mercury from the rock plus the PCBs that are used to stop ignition on the line. All of it in the most concentrated possible form gets scraped out. And at that point, it's hauled to a hazardous waste dump. Now, the problem, of course, is it's hard to contain, and they always spill it. There's always a brownfield. So they're putting one of those right in Bethlehem, right next to the Volunkill River and the Philippinkill. They're both tributaries of the Hudson, and they're not that far from the Hudson. So right there at Elm Ave, between Elm Ave and Route 32, near the Elm Ave Park and Pool, they're putting in a pig receiver, and then they're extending a pipeline out through past Meads Lane. And it's the wrong place. I mean, you know, first of all, we want to get rid of all this fracked gas stuff and move to sustainable, and Bethlehem's on board with that. They really are doing everything they can to be sustainable. There are solar parks out there, and they're working on it. But nonetheless, this company talked them into putting in a fracked gas pipeline underneath both those streams with a pig receiver with PCBs of all things, as though we haven't seen this movie before, right on the Hudson. So we have to fight this one, and it's a real sad case because it's already got some water permits given to it, and it's being sued by Massachusetts Audubon. But here in New York State, we were so overwhelmed with the National Energy Direct fracked gas pipeline, which we won against, okay? If that was going to come through us too, but that's done. We were overwhelmed with Pilgrim. We're still organizing on that. That it has kind of missed everybody. Everybody didn't quite get it, what Kinder Morgan was slipping by them. So we're fighting that one. And then the last thing, of course, are the oil trains that encircle town of Bethlehem. And also, we've got the CSX rail yard. And last week, there was a derailment of propane tanks out there. And that was pretty intense because even the county executive, Dan McCoy, says in the paper, he says, they misrepresented it. That was like a real disaster. There was like an explosion out there. Now, I haven't seen it myself, but, you know, there was a derailment of a propane tank, and we know these things are dangerous. And so the more of them you've got, the more dangerous it is. So that's why a bunch of us felt that we had to start something called Bethlehem Eco Defense to say, look, this is too many impacts on one community, and we're a community not just of people and organic farmers, you know, and all kinds of folks in within environmental education center out there. It's not just that. It's also a community of species. We've got flora and fauna that are precious to us and precious to the world. You know, we already know we've got state-threatened northern harriers right there on the Longmanskill. We know there are short-eared owls in the vicinity. We know the Indiana bat is right there. Even the DEC is aware of that. In fact, the DEC is doing counts on all of these. And we know that we are upstream from the Hudson, which has federally endangered species, such as the sturgeon and bald eagle, that are impacted by any food chain contamination. So we're looking at this and we're saying we're a really sensitive, really precious community. Why are we putting all the pollution here?
Actually, who's involved with the Bethlehem Eco Defense?
Well, it's an amalgamation of folks who live in Bethlehem who are concerned. And we have allies everywhere. Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline has actually been a real friend to Bethlehem when we were fighting Ned as well, which is the other large frack gas pipeline. And they were the ones who turned me on to foil the project and actually get the maps. And that was when we first learned that it went near water, because we were told that it didn't go near water. We were given the wrong map. And it's very weird how this one went down. But the second thing is, you know, allies would save the pine bush, who feel really strongly about ecological conservation. We've got scientists that live in the community who've already worked on PCB projects. We've got wildlife biologists who live all over. We've got, you know, we've got environmental attorneys who've spoken with me who say that the easements were so illegal because they weren't reflecting the risk that was being assumed by the community. So we've got allies, and we're coming together quickly to try to address something that's, you know, really upon us. This Kinder Morgan crack gas pipeline and big receiver is, you know, wanting to get going, and we have to stop it.
Now, what's the time frame for your resistance? If there is no resistance, how exactly when will this be built?
You know, those are really hard questions to answer. I actually talked to Massachusetts Audubon today on that exact topic, because there was an announcement that in Massachusetts, which is their loop, you know, they were going to start cutting on July 29th. And they told me, well, they say that, but that's not really going to happen because we're still in court with them and we're going to stop them. So there's always the yen and but, right? In this case, we are filing petitions as quickly as possible. We just sent our first batch to County Executive Dan McCoy, asking for him to intervene. But we're also asking for the EPA to intervene. We're asking for the Coastal Commission to do a consistency determination on the impact of this project on the estuary, because it's a dangerous project to have on the estuary, and they know it. And we're also asking for flora and fauna studies to be done, you know, before they do anything. And we are asking for Earth Justice and Audubon New York to consider taking this to court the way Massachusetts Audubon did. And they don't even have a pig receiver. They have other issues. But they said a lot of really strong things true in the to FERC. It's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that stamps all these things. They said, look, you don't even have an environmental impact statement. How can you do that? And that's a really good question. and FERC said, you know, poo-pooed that question because they tend to rubber stamp things. But we still have that question. Where's the environmental impact statement? How come you're saying that 25 feet from a river is an adequate riparian zone? Nobody else thinks that's true. So there's some really serious environmental concerns with even the way it was done, never mind that they shouldn't be doing it at all. We've got climate change. Putting methane, you know, infrastructure into our state is just the worst idea possible.
Now, there's other areas in which the oil companies have met with resistance. How successful has other communities been in fighting these pipelines?
You know, it's very much a David and Goliath situation, but the thing is, there's a lot of Davids out there. And just now, we fought the Northeast Energy Direct pipeline and the Constitution pipeline, and we defeated both of them. We got Cuomo to deny the water permits for the Constitution, bringing the gas up from Philadelphia, from Pennsylvania. And then we put up so much fight that the investors pulled out of the connecting project, which was the National Energy Direct, and that one folded too. So those are two huge, expensive, Kinder Morgan, from Texas, big money projects that folded because of citizen resistance. Okay, we weren't funded, we just did it. Now, just the other day, Enbridge had to give up on parts of Alaska because the resistance was so strong. They gave up trying to go through native territories up there. Actually, British Columbia, but up north, you know. So there have been wins, and the wins have come from just virulent self-defense on the part of communities. But we don't always win. There have also been oil spills every week. It's watching the papers. So there's a lot of times we don't win. And in environmentalism, we have to say this. When you win, you win for 5 years or 10 years, but when you lose forever. It's going to be a long time before we have a Gulf of Mexico that looks anything like it used to, because when you lose big. So we really don't have a choice. We've got to stop these projects, and we have some hope because, you know, we've fought hard and we've had some wins too.
So I'm sure you would like a lot of other people fighting the fight with you. So how could they reach you or the organizations to continue the resistance?
Very good question. Yes, we are a small citizen-driven organization here in Bethlehem, and the best way to connect with us right now is really just to email me, and I'll give you my email. Now, and the reason I say this is we're 4 weeks old, and I didn't even have time to put up a Facebook page yet, which I will do this weekend, because I've been foiling and communicating with the press and doing what I can do, right? But my email address is mtnsmountainsbluegreen@gmail.com. So it reads MTNS, so mountains, right? MTNS, blue-green, it's all pushed up, there's no periods or anything like that. So it's mountainsbluegreen@gmail.com. And that's really the best way to hook up with us. But also look for us on Facebook. Bethlehem Eco Defense will have a webpage up real soon.
Okay, so there's something else we're here to talk about, and that's the big demonstration that is set to take place the day before the Democratic
We've got a couple of different things we really should talk about, but one of them is the March for a Clean Energy Revolution. And that's going to be Sunday, July 24th, going to be at Philadelphia City Hall at 12 p.m. Now, there are buses coming from all over. This is a large fossil fuel march. Now, a lot of us are a little disheartened. The Democratic National Committee announced that they weren't opposing fracking. They were going to come out for the TPP, or at least they weren't going to oppose it. They said that you know, that climate change, swift transition was no longer, you know, as high a priority as it was. So we are unhappy. We know that the future of life on Earth has to do with keeping the fossil fuels in the ground. And not only do we know it, but every reputable science organization in the world knows it. And they have petitioned the government in the U.S. to carbon tax and just reduce, because we don't have a choice and if we want a habitable planet. So everyone's coming together, and if you are in Albany and you'd like to go to Philly on the 24th, there are people who are putting together buses, and what you need to do is call them, get your name on a list, and they are very reasonable. They're super reasonable. They have a sliding scale, and so you should get in touch with them. Last night I went to their meeting, and actually on Wednesday night, and they were talking about like a donation of $35 or so, or less if you couldn't, but to go back and forth and say that's pretty good. So you want to talk to Stop. The website that they've got is stopnypipeline.org, stopnewyorkpipeline.org, stopnypipeline.org. And then you can also email Ruth, and Ruth is wonderful, and her email is rmfoster, F-O-S-T-E-R, at nicap.rr.com. So that's rmfoster at nicap.rr.com. But you can always just go to the website too, which is stopnypipeline.org, and it's a great source of information. So, you know, doing those two things, you can hook up and get on a bus. So there's so many things to do, because we are under such assault by the fossil fuel industry. And one of the things people need to be aware of is we also have kayaktivists. Isn't that fun? That's kayaks making a political point, are kayaktivists. And we're actually having a little encampment on July 6th and 7th over at Skodak State Park. And if you want to find out about that, go to the Capital Region Kayak Meetup. And when you go in there, you'll find an event for kayaking against Pilgrim Pipelines. So you want to go looking for that and join with us, because that's a whole lot of fun, particularly if you like to be out on the water. Yeah, so there's a lot going on, huh?
So when people go down to Philadelphia, who do you expect to see or hear from?
You know, I expect it's going to be huge. It's going to be on the level of the large climate march 2 years ago in New York City.
Uh-huh.
I would expect that Bill McKibben will be there with 350.org, because they're real leaders in this. I would expect that Aaron Mayer and his Sierra Club partners are just terrific, and they're going to be there with large, diverse crowds. And I know that leaders in both the civil rights and the environmental movements are all together in this, because we know that the people are going to lose out, and the people with the least economic justice at the moment are the ones who are going to hurt the worst when climate hits. And so we're all together in this. There's really no division of opinion. We've got to keep the fossil fuels in the ground.
So after the march is over and the conventions are over, Grace, would you be interested in coming back on Focus on Albany and not only talk about the demonstration the day before the convention, but your views and your organization's views on what transpired at the convention and what you see and what you feel and what will happen in the foreseeable future as far as politics in this country?
Sure. You know, I think it really all sews together neatly. When you're aware of what's happening locally, you can start to talk to other communities, find out what's happening locally for them, and then together we can sort of see down the pike what's coming. And, I'm hoping to stay for a part of that Democratic convention and see how it goes. It reminds me of, way back when we used to protest at both the Democratic and the Republican convention. I think we're in that same situation. If they're funded by the same corporations, what choice do we have, you know? And I do think we're seeing a lot of people concerned about what this plan is going to do if we don't have environmental leadership, and that, you know, there's a lot of resistance to the leadership right now and how it's talking. So that's going to be exciting, and I'll be happy to give a report back. So I know we're winding down, but we had talked earlier about the use of culture and song in these resistance movements.
Right.
Just a short little one about what we're going through right now. Is this a good time for that?
Okay. You're fading out, Grace.
Am I fading out? Can you hear me now?
No. Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know if it's going to work or not. What do you think? You want to try it?
Why not?
All right. So some friends of mine from Radical Environmental Movement's past puts out a lot of different songs. I write songs also, but this one is just a rewritten song that Dana Lyons put together, but we rewrote it for the current fossil fuel situation in New York, which is pretty extreme, and it's extreme, and that's why we had regional resistance come to Albany around the oil transit, because we're really being used in a way that is recognized as environmental injustice. So this is a little song about that, and it goes like this. Our state is a conduit for frack gas and Bakken crude. Our state's just a conduit. Send it here, we'll pipe it through. And our state's just a conduit. We'll export whatever you send. We're standing here in New York State, where commerce never ends. And our state's just a conduit for Kinder Morgan, Trans-Canada too. Our state's just a conduit. Hand it here, we ship it through. And our state's just a conduit, and they'll frack whatever they send. We're standing here in New York State, and this we will defend. Oh, standing here in Bethlehem, a place we will defend. Thank you.
Thank you. One last question for everybody who's listening and interested. Can you give the contact information again if they want to take a bus to Philadelphia?
Sure. So you want to connect with Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline. And if you type that into Google, it'll come up. Or you can type in the web address, which was stopnypipeline.org. Or you can email Ruth, and that is rmfoster@nycap.rr.com. So nycap.rr.com. And they'll be happy to put you on a list to get a seat on their buses. And, those are super to the march. Now, if you are not quite in Albany or you want to go with other people, you can contact cleanenergymarch.org and sign up over there. So that's another website to check it in with. And then if you're interested in Bethlehem and the fossil fuels problems locally here in Albany County, you can contact me, Grace Nichols, at MTNS, Mountains Blue Green, @gmail.com. And that's Bethlehem Eco Defense, a brand new organization working to help Bethlehem defend itself against fossil fuel projects and other industrial assaults.
Thank you, Grace. And I look forward to talking to you in a few weeks and where you share your thoughts about what went on in Philadelphia. So
hopefully there'll be a revolution between now and then, right?
Right.
We'll definitely talk to you later in July, and there'll be lots more happening because these things just don't quit.
Right. So
and
if you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to iTunes, download on your smartphone, or if you have a question or a comment about this show, you can hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter and share your thoughts. Grace, I look forward to talking with you again. This has been terrific. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Really enjoyed it.